Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
402-464-5685. Call or text, as always, joined by Luke Gifford, former Husker, current Niners linebacker, signed this offseason with the Niners in his first year there. People are asking, you know, you're obviously back for, what, a month more here in Lincoln? What are you doing with your time? You're giving us 2 hours of generosity this morning coming in. We appreciate that. But
you can come in tomorrow if you want.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I won't even show up.
No.
You can sit here.
Not a whole lot. A little lake time, playing a little golf, terrible golf. I'm working out with Isaac.
Are you guys working out?
Where do you guys go? Where were the fitness location
today
be?
I think we're going to go run down here at the stadium.
Are you?
And then there's a nice workout facility out at the lake. So we've been doing that. And then we'll probably come
down
here.
Sounds a little country club to me.
It's a little snooty, maybe.
Doing some triceps.
It's a lot of upper body. So
a lot of upper body.
Can you eat a donut like Dennis? Yeah. Dennis McSafety.
McSafety.
Can you eat a donut?
Sadly, yes. And to my friends listening, I won't lie. I know.
What?
You know the truth.
Yeah.
So
what is that?
Yes.
I love a donut.
Crappy food. Yes.
Yeah. Is that right?
I'd love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sadly.
What's crappy to you?
Chips. I mean, it really doesn't matter. Fast food, candy, pop. Like, I love it all. I'm trying to cut back on it, but
it's so good.
Yeah, you look bad. Good. Are you sure you're all right?
No. Well, 2 weekends ago at the lake, one of my good friends, shout out to Danny Clare. I think you're listening right now. Yeah. Made a comment about how I looked skinnier. Like he's like, you don't really have any love handles right now. And I was like,
Did I have them
for a long time.
Thanks for letting me
know. So thanks for bringing that up.
Seventh year NFL player. Is his name Dennis? What's his name?
No. My buddy?
Yeah.
Danny.
Yeah. He's in his seventh year.
Yeah.
He's doing fine.
Yeah.
Couldn't imagine coming to sit. Steve, do you have love handles?
Let's not do that.
This would be very odd.
Yeah. We've talked about my thigh problem. We're not going to talk about my torso.
Steer clear.
Torso.
Steer clear.
Yeah.
Steer clear of everything.
Texture chimes in. What is the biggest difference between college and pro football in your experience?
The speed and the detail, I think. I will say I didn't think it was quite as different as what I thought it was going to be. But I just think, and it kind of depends on where you are in the scheme you're in. Like, there's more thinking and different schemes. But everybody is just the top of the top, you know, and it doesn't matter if it's the second or third guy on the depth chart. Everybody's big and athletic. The scheme for sure is just more in depth and there's a lot more detail throughout the week. I think, I would say those are the two biggest things.
Speed.
Yep. A lot of speed.
What is the new kickoff rule like for you?
You know, what's funny is I remember talking about the new kickoff rule when I was here last year.
Yep.
And part of the deal was the safety part of it, you know, and our first live kickoff in the preseason, I made the tackle and got a concussion. And I was like, that is the most ironic thing ever, you know?
Yeah,
overall, like for me, especially as a special teams guy, it's been great because they bring more out. They actually changed it again. Now I think the touchback is now comes out to the 35s, which means I should have a lot more opportunities.
Yeah, because the one thing is you don't want to lose that play.
No.
I really felt that rule would go to college immediately, and it didn't.
Yeah.
I'm very shocked at that. And then the fair catch rule, I don't like any of it, because then you've taken that complete phase. And I'm going to tell you what right now, if you're like a young player, you want that phase. Can you imagine trying to make a team when there was no kickoff and kickoff return that really mattered? Both sides boom the ball out of the end zone. So we don't need anybody. Oh, you just got to play on punt.
No, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Anybody out there.
Yeah, so it's not a big deal. And all of a sudden it's like, oh no, this is real. And they made it real again, which is great.
They did.
Is it 35 or 40? Is it 35? But they made it significant. Like,
yeah, now it'll change. Yeah, it'll change.
It's a play.
Everything.
The ball's coming out, and they can't fair catch it.
Nope.
You know, and that fair catch rule, I hate it.
It's
because the one, it's all of a sudden, it's like, okay, go do a fair catch, and you drop the ball. Then the ball's dead.
Yeah.
The ball's dead. You have to recover it. The other way, the ball's live. If you recover it, then it goes back to the spot. I'm like, what are we doing?
Yeah, I know.
What is this? Like, just say, listen, if you field the ball and play, you field the ball and play. Yeah. You got to go play.
Yep.
I mean, that makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, I thought last year would be more of a play than it was. It kind of surprised me that it got to the point that it did.
I was surprised.
But, I mean, it was so much different that a lot of people had a hard time figuring out how to cover them,
I think sometimes just don't mess with it.
Yeah,
just
and that's it, what it's. It's like,
just kick it out of here.
Teams started doing some wacky stuff, and we gave up a couple big ones that we were stressed about one kickoff return, like from a kickoff standpoint, we were stressed about it for like 5 weeks because we gave it up one time and every team we played would just replicate the same return and then throw a twist off of it.
Is that right?
And we were like, good Lord, what are they going to do this week? You know?
Yeah.
And then it becomes you're chasing ghosts almost and you're overcoaching it. So finally, I think people just got to the point where I was like, nope.
It's amazing how when we went through, Isaac would have went through them with me, but the different things you do on kickoff coverage, the stick and avoid, all these different techniques and how you'd avoid and how you'd backdoor and we used to use the term heavy and loose, and that's all gone.
Yeah.
It's all gone. There's no more get offs. You don't time your get off anymore. You don't time.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That was such a part. So I do like the college aspect of that because if not, it's like, okay, how do you line up? We line up right here, and someone's going to be head up on you. There's not a lot of difference going on.
No, there's not.
And it takes away your coaching.
It does.
It takes away a set of coaching that was made you have some sort of that you were valuable as a coach.
For sure.
Some of it takes it away on that.
Yeah, there's just no space. Now it's pretty much you got to be able to two-gap and use your hands, and it just is what it is, you know. Yeah. So it's different.
Jake wrote down on the rundown, and this is sort of I don't know, it's kind of like a journalist question. You have to put yourself in
Jake is a journalist.
Yeah, put yourself in Jake and my shoes.
No, I'm not.
You are too, Jake. You pay attention to Nebraska. They snapped a bull skid last year, finished 7-6. What should the expectations be for Nebraska in your opinion?
I would say that anything less than 8 wins is not acceptable, to be honest with you.
Not acceptable.
Yeah. I mean, with the guys that we have now, what is it, the third year of a new culture, and from what I've heard from Isaac, you know, it's in a good place, when they left. I don't think there's any reason that, and with our schedule, the way it sets up, I don't think there's any reason why they shouldn't win
eight or more.
I think we feel 9 is the number.
I think.
Just because of the schedule.
I think 9 is the ideal number.
I mean, you got Michigan at home. It's a big game. Their head coach isn't even making the trip.
Yeah,
won't be there. They could pick which game to miss, and they chose to pick this one.
Yeah. Yep.
He's not even making the trip. That's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
If you went to, would it bother you going to a game and all of a sudden the head coach just didn't go?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, right? On the plane. The head coach isn't even here. You're not goofing around. I'm not saying that, but it's a different feel.
Yeah. It doesn't matter how good whoever is filling in. It's not your head coach. So
yeah, he's not the one talking to you before the game and stuff. Nope. So I think with schedule, I think it's 9 minimum.
Yeah. I would probably need to look at the schedule more in depth, but there's just too much. I think there's too much talent there for them not to win.
And now with the playoffs at 12 teams, Indiana made it last year.
Yeah,
Indiana was a playoff team last year. So you think, why, if Indiana can make the playoffs, why can't
there's
we?
There's no reason why.
No excuse at all.
Yeah. I totally agree. But
two ranked teams is what we're looking at in the schedule.
It's just Michigan and Penn State.
Yeah,
that's all they have.
That's all for ranked.
That's it.
Yeah. So, like, can I change my number?
Yeah.
Do you have any impressions of Dylan Raiola?
Anytime I've been around Dylan, he's been such a good dude. Just like, I mean, everything you hear about him is exactly what I've heard. When I was working out, I can't remember when it was, last offseason. So yeah, he was a freshman. Came straight up to me, introduced himself, you know, and that's always how he's been. When I was back,
he's that way.
Yeah. When I was back, came back for pro day, same thing, comes up and says what's up. And it just seems like everybody loves him too. You know, I think he's relatable. He's always around with the recruiting stuff, and he just does things the right way. He's the type of guy that you want to be the leader of your team and the face of what you got going on.
I mean, it's a loaded question. I know it's kind of a stock cliche question, but you've seen the facility over there.
Yeah.
At what level does it freak you out?
Oh, it's nuts. It is so nice. I can't even imagine like having access to that, you know. But for pro day, they had like a little lunch afterwards, and they had a golf simulator in that room, and I was like, Isaac, why are you so bad? Yeah. I'd be in here all the time. Yeah, like, are absolutely. You guys not spending every day in here? Yeah.
Like Frost, you did that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
He's a great golfer.
Yeah.
But anyway, so where's the golf simulator at?
It wasn't the players lounge, I don't think. It was more for like events like that when family was around and they had lunch in there afterwards.
Are they set up for you to work out there? Is there some sort of locker room or anything like that?
I haven't even asked, so I wouldn't know.
I think there is, by the way.
There probably is.
There is. I think for former players, they have their own locker.
There probably is. I know Cam Jurgens and a couple of those other guys have been working out there a lot. So I'm sure there probably is.
I think you could.
Yeah.
The other day, Jake did a great job of videography for us. Would you be willing to lead a parade as the Grand Marshal? In a lawnmower, because we thought it was phenomenal. So he whipped down Main Street
of Beatrice, Homestead Days Parade. He was in a lawnmower as the Grand Marshal.
Wow,
it was throwing out candy.
Would you consider that?
This is Cam.
I'm gonna have to talk to Cam about this. Yes, it was a week ago. Jake sent us the video, and it was incredible.
If I won a Super Bowl, I'd probably do the same.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of fun.
Good point.
That is fun,
right there.
Yeah. That's it. Wow. Yeah, right there.
Yep.
Yeah. Grand Marshal.
It's Grand Marshal. It's throwing candy out. It's
Mark Mower.
Need to be a Grand Marshal.
Beatrice. Now, I'm Cam should have been there. He's, you know, we can get Luke down there next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I got to win a Super Bowl. I can't be riding around in a lawnmower doing that until I win a Super Bowl.
Sure.
You're at a place that could do it.
Would you still come on the show? If you guys win it all this year, would you still come back next year?
I stick to my roots. Of course.
I just want to make sure.
Of course.
It's going to be a lot different if you win it all.
Yeah.
It'd be a different thing.
San Francisco's a whole deal. I mean, don't forget us.
No, none of that. None of that.
And you'll be at Ruhlman's.
Yes.
I'll be at Ruhlman's tomorrow
night. It's amazing. You
betcha.
Bill's really nervous.
Oh. Worlds collide.
You want to come on
Worlds collide.
Never.
He's never.
Worlds collide.
We'll wrap these up with a spillover next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.